We continue our learning of the Nishmas David ben Menachem Shem Chav Yaakov ben Pidchav Soliyo. We're in Kalim Perikud Aleph Mishnah Test Nezem Shehu Asui Kikidera Milamatan V'Chadasha Milamalan. This says speaking about a nose ring or an earring, and there are two sections to the earring. There is the Kikidera, the section, the lower section of the earring looks like a teeny little pot. Actually, has a container inside. You could put something, a little liquid inside, if you wish. V'Chadasha Milamalan, and the upper section of this earring looks like a lentil. So imagine here you have an upper section, looks like a ball, look like a circle, and that's where the hook is attached to, so it could go into the ear. And then there's a little teeny chain, and then attached to that little chain is the lower part of the earring that hangs down, and that looks like a little pot, which has a little container. So this earring's made of metal. I was speaking about something that's gold or silver or what have you. And the Mishnah, obviously this is Bekabel Tumma the way it is. Any part of whether the pot section, the lower section becomes Tumme, or the lentil part becomes Tumme, the whole earring becomes Tumme. The case of the Mishnah, though, is Venifrak. It became detached, so it came apart. So now I want to know, these two separate sections alone, are they Mekabel Tumma? The Kedera, the little teeny pot section, which is the lower part of the earring, and the upper part of the earring, the lentil, the Adasha part, are they Mekabel Tumma? So the Mishnah says, Ki Kedera, Tame, the Kedera part is Tame, Mishim, Klik, Base Kibel, because it has a base kibel, it has a receptacle, which means that the alone, it really should not be Mekabel Tumma. This, the lower section doesn't have the hook that goes into the ear. It's by itself. That hook is attached to the adusha, to the lentil section. So on its own, and not only that, what, it's a little pot, it's not really a kli on its own. It would have to be identified by being, this is the little pot lower section of the earring. So that has a shem levi. That has to be qualified by another term. So also shouldn't it be Mekabel Tumma based on that. So, but the reason why it is Mekabel Tumma, because it has a base kibel, it has a receptacle, so there's something very, very small can go inside. V'chadasha Tamei, and why is the upper section Tamei, that's Tamei Bifnei Atzmo, alone. That, number one, doesn't need to be, that is the earring itself, so you don't have to qualify that with another name. Also, we could be explained why it's Mekabel Tumma, because that's where the hook is. That is really still part of the earring. So that you can use that alone. You don't need the lower section, so the earring will be a little bit smaller. It won't hang down that much. The little ball section, the adasha, the lentil section of it attached to the hook. So then that can be used as an earring alone. It's true you have to hang the hook. The hook also is not, it has to be attached to that. But that can be used, but that's typically where the hook gets attached to. The lower part doesn't attach to the hook to go into the ear. And others claim that it's actually a piece of jewelry on its own, even without the hook. Just by itself, that can be used as a piece of jewelry. So that's what the Mishnah is telling us regarding this Nezem with the two parts. Tzinora Tahora. The hook, though, is tall. What does that mean? The hook of the earring or the nose ring that goes into the ear, let's say, or the nose, so if that becomes attached, so then it's not Mekabel Tumma, because that hook alone is not a kli, and it needs to be qualified. You have to identify it as with the Shem Levi, as being the hook of the tzinora of the earring of the Nezem, and therefore it's not Mekabel Tumma, even though it's metal. He'asui kimin eshkol v'nifrak tahor. Now the Mishnah is saying, I have an earring made out of eshkol, sounds like a cluster of grapes. So that's in fact what it means. The Bar Tanura says, Nezem ha'asui arbo chamisha gar gerin zalgabeze. You have an earring where you have four or five beads, one on top of the other, kimin eshkol. V'nifrak tahor. So, and now it comes apart. So now each of these beads is on its own. So why is that? Why are they not Mekabel Tumma? She'en l'chol gargir v'gargir she'en bifnei atzmo. Each grape, literally, each section, each bead doesn't have its own name. It's qualified by another term, by saying these are the beads of it has a shame levayit, accompanying name. And therefore, although it's metal and doesn't need to have a clay kibul, in this case, because it's qualified by another name, has a shame levayit, it's not makabotam. And it's also not roi for tashmish to use, says the Baruch Hu, who ain't roi le tashmish mishanifrak. It's not usable at all after it's become detached. If it were usable, so then it could be makabotam, but this is not, therefore, also kimin eshkol venifrak tahor. We begin the 12th parak. Parak Yubei's Mishnah Aleph. The Torah, just by way of introduction, the Torah says, Kol kli asher ye'aseh melacha bahem. When we speak about a kli that's mekabel tuma, so it mentions a kli that you do melacha with. That's what we call a kli tashmish. Man, that means if you have a kli that does a function on its own or is able to help some type of work be done, so then the mekabel tuma. But as we mentioned in the past, which is really the topic of this Mishnah, a kli is only mekabel tuma as a kli tashmish, a kli that does malacha, if it serves a person. And directly serves a person, not indirectly. But if it serves an animal or another kli, so then it's not going to be mekabel tuma. So we'll see examples in this Mishnah of such a phenomenon. Tabas adam tamea. You have a ring of a person is tummy. This is a metal ring. It could be a chain. It could be a band. And it's used for, and it is there for decoration. It's there like a jewelry. So tabas adam, let's say a bracelet, a necklace, an anklet, those types of items. So they have no real function. They're there for adornment. And the halacha is that jewelry, we know, are mekabel tuma. That's based on the pasuk. We said, v'chol davar, the extra word kol, v'chol davar asher yavo v'esh taviru v'esh v'ta'er, v'chol asher lo yavo v'esh taviru v'amayim. So from that word, we learn the extra word kol. We mentioned this in the past. This is regarding clay midyan, regarding kashrin clay midyan. We learn everything v'chol, that comes to include tachshite nashim, that they are going to be mekabel tuma. This is something we know already, but we want to show you that it's not so when it comes to animals. So that's tabas adam is tamea, but tabas behema v'kelim. But if you have a ring, metal rings that are used as an ornament for an animal, or v'kelim, rings of a utensil. These also, you have a ring that's an ornament as attached to a kli. People have those, let's say, the handle of a kli often has special ornaments. So these are the rings of kelim that we speak about. So, and this could be also something that you tie to your clothing, or to a belt. So these are tabos of kelim, ushar kalatabos, and any other types of rings, our Torahs are not mekabel tuma. So let's go through them. When it comes to the animals, the rings, the ornamental rings of animals and kelim, they're not mekabel tuma, because when we speak about v'chol, that includes kelim, that includes types of jewelry that have not a clay tashbis, that etzvah v'chol is only referring to ornaments for human beings and not for animals or kelim. Let's say you have something that is a ring on a piece of clothing, a belt or the like, and it's actually used for something. You need it to help tie the belt. So that kli, that's not just jewelry. That's not, so when we speak about v'kol, kol includes tabas, includes jewelry for humans. But this is not about jewelry. This is not for an ornament. So the reason they're not mekabel tuma is a different reason. Because it doesn't serve the person, as we mentioned. The kli tashmish has to serve the person directly. This is serving the kli that's serving the person. So therefore, that type of ring is also not mekabel tuma. Now, interesting. Why would I say from the word v'kol that it comes to include ornaments of human beings and not that of animals or other kelim? How do I know? It's just v'kol, okay? It's an extra word. It's an inclusionary term. It's a ribui. So the Chazal assume that it's based on a very famous principle, and that is tafasta meruba lo tafasta. You try to grab too much, you're not going to grab anything. Tafasta meruba tafasta. You try to grab something a little bit smaller, you're going to be tough faster. So that's what maybe the most famous example of that principle is when it comes to, how do I know that when it comes to Shavuos, we're allowed to bring the Karban. Shavuos is only one day. You can bring the Karban of the Chag even for 6 days after Shavuos, but it's not a Chag anymore. So we say we derive that from Pesach, where we have 7 days to bring the Karbanos of the Chag of the Shalosh Regalim. The Gemara wants to know, why don't we learn that, derive that from Sukkot, where we have an extra day to do that? So the Gemara says, Tafasta Meruba, lo Tafasta. When we have an opportunity to learn something, to derive something from the Torah, and have a choice between two possible interpretations, one which would give us a greater quantity, one a smaller amount, so we assume that we take the smaller amount. So the same thing is true here. If I have a choice to include from the word v'kol, all types of ornaments, animals of Kalim and that of humans, or maybe I should say there's something unique about that of human beings. So tafasta mua, tafasta, we better off to take the limited shiur. Then the Mishnah says, Koras hachitzim. Now we're going to go through different types of kalim and see whether they have the status that the mekabel tamona. Koras hachitzim literally means a beam for arrows. So what does this mean? So the Baruch Tanur gives us two possibilities. Ista mefarshe ashpa shahachitzim munachim bo. Literally the trash, but that's the quiver that's used to hold the arrows. So that's one possibility, and that of what this means. And the Mishnah says they're going to meet Tamea. And others the ista mefarshe Matara l'cheitz. It actually is referring to the matara itself. This is the target that the person uses in order to shoot the arrows. So why is this mekabel tuma? What is this serving exactly? So we don't assume, one would have argued, oh, this shouldn't be mekabel tuma, because let's say, so we're talking about the quiver. So that's, okay, that's serving the arrows. And the answer is no, it's really serving the person, because the person needs this to carry on, to carry his arrows. And the same thing is true if we're speaking about if the koras hachitzim is this beam, which is the target, because it helps him work on his talent, on his marksmanship. So this is also in mekabel tuma. It's serving not the arrows that are being shot into this target, but rather for as he practices his archery. But no, it's actually serving the person himself. It helps him work on his skill. Therefore, it's mekabel tuma. Vishel asirim. And obviously we're speaking here about metal. That's all of his Mishnai. So it's difficult to say a target would be made out of metal. So some claim that maybe it's the targets maybe made out of another material, made out of wood, let's say, but it's reinforced with metal strips and therefore it has the status of metal. This next case is Shel Asirim. This is speaking about a beam that's used for prisoners. What are we doing? So the Baruch Tanura says, Osim Kimin Pigima Bakori, make some indentation in the beam, Lahaknis Bar Regal Adam, so that you could put a person's feet in. So this is for Asirim. These are a beam that's used for prisoners to keep them in place. It's although it's made out of metal, it's not mekabel tuma. Why? Because it's not a klish tashmish. This is not considered klish tashmish because it doesn't perform a task, a malacha. Rather, just keeps a prisoner in place. Therefore, that is not mekabel tuma. But kolar tameh. But if you have a collar, and this is a metal band that's put around the neck of the prisoner, so this is tummy, this is mekabel tuma. Now, the first one want to know, why should this be any different? If you tell me, why is the kolar, the collar mekabel tuma? Doesn't that keep the prisoner in place? In fact, it's supposed to, who soger, says the Baruch Tanura. You put it on that savar on the neck of the asirim, the prisoners, and you can lock them up and attach them to the wall. So he says, I'll tell you the difference. Because the collar is there for him to walk around with, it's considered a kli maaseh tfei, more than the korah, the beam of the prisoners. Sheno zaz babim kamo. He can't move from there at all. Hilkach kolah tameh. Because the kolar, although it's there to prevent him escaping, nonetheless, it's there also when he's transported from place to place. It actually has the status of a kli tashmish and it's mekabel tuma. Then the Mishnah speaks about a shalsheles sheish ba beis ne'ila. This is a metal chain and there was a lock attached at one of and from this. And this, says the Baruch Tanur, for what purpose? V'nosmos oberegel hasusim. This you put on the horse's legs and lock them up. And this is considered a utensil. Tameya, it's mekabel tuma. But it's specifically because it had a has a base de'ila, it has a lock. That's why it's mekabel tumah. If you have a chain, let's say without a lock, so that's not chashuv, and therefore would not be considered a kli. Would not be mekabel tumah. But ha'asui l'chfisa tahora. Let's say you have a chain that's made for tying. That is tahor. That's not mekabel tumah. What's the difference between a shalshelis, a chain for has a base de'ila, has a lock? Or achsui lechfisa. So he says the Bar Tanura shal shalaos. These are chains shekofsim b'hem akof. They used to tie down a monkey, v'gurei aklovim, and smaller and puppies, haktanim, small dogs. Ulenoi hein asuyim. They're made for decoration, for adornment. V'havu tachshit behema v'lo mitame. And therefore, it's considered jewelry behema. We already discussed adornments, ornaments of an animal, and not mekabel tumah. Then the Mishnah speaks about shal shelas shel shi. Shel sitonos, tamea. Sitonos are merchants. What were they used for? So the Bar Tanura says they v'yeshlem shal shelis shekovim birosha echad hamida. On one end of this chain, you attach the mida, which is the measuring kli. So terkav, whether held a sa, or which is six kav, or terkav, or maybe held only three kav, whatever the volume is. Virosha hasheni. What about the next end? Nostim mitabash shebedeles obekora. That you put on a little ring that's in the door or in a beam. And you attach it to the wall, and there's some type of key, so it's not so that measuring key is not stolen by someone. So these are chains of the merchants. And the Mishnah says Tamea, they are mekabel tumah. Now the Mishnah is speaking about the chain itself. So the chain itself is mekabel tumah because it's attached to this mida, it's attached to this measuring kli. And the kli obviously is mekabel tumah. So this chain, this metal chain attached to it, is mekabel tumah as well. But the Mishnah then goes on and says, "Shel balei batim tahorim." If you have a chain of householders, this is also for his measuring containers, but it's not mekabel tumah. What's the difference between them? So the Bar Tanura says, "This stama asri lenoi v'tachshit lekli." The balabas doesn't need to prevent this from being stolen. It's in his house, and therefore, why does he have this chain? We assume that it's some type of adornment for the container, and we know that adornments of kalim are not mekabel tumah, as we said. Same adornments of animals are not mekabel tumah. Amar Rabbi Yossi, Emasai bizman shehu mafteach achad. He said, Rabbi Yossi qualifies. Meaning, when do we say, says Rabbi Yossi, that if you have the shalshelis of balei batim, is Torah, not mekabel tumah? He said, that's only when there's one mafteach, there's one link, there's one ring. Okay, so then we understand that that's a decoration and it's not used for any task. But if, let's say, the chain, there were two rings on it, two links, so that has significance. Osha kashar chilazon baroshta, or you attach the chilazon. We know the chilazon. We maybe assume today it's the murex, right? From where we get the tzcheles. But this is just means that there was a metal piece that looks like the chilazon that was attached to the top. So you have one link. You have this this chain of one link, and you have this chilazon metal piece on top. So that has chashivas, has significance, and tmeah. Therefore, that would make even the balei batim's shalsheles, now that it has two links, or one link and a chilazon attached. So then, a fake chilazon made out of metal. So then, it is going to be mekabel tumah. Says the Bar Tanura, why? Behu mashve lamana. This actually now makes it into a kli.